I'm in London, Padel Podcast. Thank you for listening. And who's next to me? Who are you?
Oliver Grantham.
Yeah, you're a player here in Stratford.
Yep.
Do you play often?
Very often. I love it.
You're quite young, huh?
Yeah, 13.
And you're here with your mom today?
Yeah.
So what are you doing today? Is it a session or training?
I have some training and then I'm going to come down tomorrow and then play a bit more.
You're 13 or?
13.
Yeah, and you win the country.
I play tournaments.
Competition.
I win sometimes.
Can you tell me something about it? How did it go?
Yeah, it goes well, mostly. I mean, when I play, hopefully I get a partner because I'm young and there's not many junior tournaments. I have to get an adult partner. So when I can get a partner, I have to play my best.
So you now play with one same partner?
Sometimes, but then he has other things going on, so I try to find a different one. So I have a couple.
And when was the tournament, last tournament?
It was in Scotland a couple of weeks ago. I went up there, played the tournament, and then came back home.
How many matches did you play?
3 or 4.
But you win them all, of course.
No, I came third, but...
Oh, really? And before that, because I heard from your mom, you have won the prize for your age, the ranking of your age or something.
Oh, yeah. So for under 14s, I'm number one.
Yeah, that's good to hear. But can you tell me how you get to number one? Because a lot of people don't even know about padel, of course. And
well, you have to play padel tournaments. And then when you say if you win a padel tournament, you get points. And then when you get points, they go to your account. And then the more points you have, the higher ranking you get.
So what's your ranking now?
Number one, under 16s is number 2, and then under 18s is number 4.
Yeah, and the ranking in strength in England is of course different from Europe.
Yeah.
Do you know a bit about that?
I don't know about Europe for ranking, but for here it's all done by the LTA. For all like the points, tournaments, it's all organised by LTA.
So are you dreaming about going abroad?
Yeah. I mean, I go to Spain sometimes to train, but I've never played a tournament over abroad yet.
So how many times are you here in Stratford?
So yesterday as a one-off, 2 or 3 times a week.
Is there also another club or court where you try to play or try to come?
No, this is the main where I train.
What can you tell me about these courts? Because I know there are, I think, 4 inside and there are coming new ones.
Yeah, so we got 4 inside ones, 1 outdoor which is covered, and then there's 4 more on its way being built right now.
And you played on them all, of course?
All of them, yeah.
Is there one better than the other?
Centre on a Friday night.
Yeah. There's not really a way that there can be a big public, eh? There's not a really tribune, or what you call it?
We're in London, so there's quite a lot of people in London. So it's a really good atmosphere here, but they had the FIP here the other week. That was really good. There was quite a lot of people here there.
Yeah, what did you see at the FIP Rise? Because FIP Rise is a big event, of course. A lot of people come in.
Yeah, I was here nearly every day. I watched the finals. The Davies brothers, they won the men's. But every match was so good.
Also, many Spanish people?
Many.
Did you learn some Spanish words?
Boludo, payaso.
Vamos, these kind of things. Yeah. So, padel is really in your heart.
Yeah, love it.
How did you start? What was the moment? Did your mom say, hey, you can play padel?
No, it was there was an open day at Brentwood. So I went down there, really liked it, and then I started playing.
You're going to school?
No, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, get a bit more training.
So do you know a lot of people from your age who play padel?
There isn't that many, no. So in the 14th, there's only a couple. 16th, a little bit more, and then 18s, there's a lot more.
And your training sessions, are they always single or solo, or are they always groups?
So I have a private lesson, and sometimes I play matches with other people. So not with kids, but with adults.
Who's your teacher?
Pau Monclus or Diego Stepetti.
How do they play?
Very well. All Spanish, all Argentinian, so.
What's the last session? What did you do? What kind of lesson was it? What was it about?
Backhand corner. Getting about a one-handed backhand. That sort of thing. And then played yesterday. That was just a couple matches.
So the things you really want to work on, what's the things you're thinking about to do next year, this year, and what's you're working on?
Probably strength and conditioning, get my fitness a bit better, and then also just keep working, just keep playing, get more experienced.
And then go for the world and gain all the matches, of course.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I wish you a lot of luck. Is there anything you want to say more to the world, of course, about padel?
Play it. It's a great sport. Very social.
And come to Stratford, of course.
Yeah.